Ezra Hashem Bili Neder. Let's finish Shas together. Today's learning is dedicated to Nishmas Avi Moir of David Tzvi Ben Harav Yosef. Today's daf is Beitza Daf Tes. We left off at the very bottom of Chesem Beis. Going to apologize in advance. I'm trying to wear the headphones in between Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, my voice, because I daven for the Amud and I got to give shiur and I got to teach, so my voice often takes a beating during this time. So I like to try to be animated when I give the shiur, but during Aseret Yemei Teshuva I'm going to go a little bit lighter just because of the voice. I got to save up some voice for davening on Yom Kippur. Good morning, David Yoshua, Avi, Dani, Reb Eli, Mordechai Tzvi, Eitan, Tzvika, and Reb Mordechai. Says the Gemara. Amar Rabba, Shachat Sipor Me'erev Yantif. You shechted a bird on Erev Yantif, and you did not cover the blood. Ein Mechasen Osobi Yantif. You should have done the covering of the blood yesterday. So we do not allow you to cover the blood on Yantif. Another halacha that Rava says, similarly, or not as a by contrast, the Gemara says, Gilgel isem erev yantif. If you were baking challah, you baked the dough on erev yantif. Mafrish mimena chalasa biyantif. So then, even though you could have just as easily been mafrish challah from this dough on erev yantif, nevertheless, you are allowed to. You are allowed to be mafrish challah on Yantif. Now, usually, you're not allowed to be mafrish challah on Yantif. It's a Mishnah later on in Beitza, where the Mishnah says that you're not allowed to be mafrish truma semaisis on Yantif, because we're afraid it looks like you're being misaking money, you're fixing it. One of the 39 malachos of Shabbos is that you're not allowed to fix. You're not allowed to fix something. So if you take the truma semaisis off of something, so it's like you fixed it. But here you are allowed to be mafshin on Yantif, because you're allowed to bake on Yantif and be mafrish challah on Yantif. So even if you bake Erev Yantif, you're allowed to be mafrish challah on Yantif. But you're not allowed to dig, right? We learned you're not allowed to dig lechatchila to cover the blood on Yantif. So you have to have the dirt prepared from yesterday. So if you didn't have dirt prepared and you shechted yesterday, you're not allowed to cover the blood on Yantif. And Avod Shmuel disagrees. Avod Shmuel Amar, just like if you shech Erev Yantif, you can't cover the blood. Avod Shmuel Amar, Afilu Gil Isma Erev Yantif, even if you rolled the dough on Erev Yantif, Ein Mafrish Ben Chalasa B'Yantif, you're not allowed to be Mafrish Chala on Yantif. You're only allowed to be mafrish challah on Yantif if you bake the dough on Yantif. But if you bake the dough erev Yantif, what the Shmuel says, you should have taken the challah yesterday. We don't permit you to take the challah on Yantif. Says the Gemara, Lema pliga de Shmuel ad avua. Should we say that Shmuel argues on his father? To Amar Shmuel, challas chutz la'aretz. Shmuel says, we know there's a halacha that challah in the land of Israel. Good morning, Jeremy. We learned the halacha that challah in the land of Israel is doraisa, mitzvah doraisa. But challah in chutz la'aretz is only mitzvah derabbanan. So, since challah's chutz la'aretz is only mitzvah derabbanan, so we're lenient to say that you don't actually have to be mafrish to challah before eating the loaf. You can eat and then wait till the end and mafrish the challah at the end, since it's only the rabbanon. Challah chutz la'aretz, so we're lenient. Says the Gemara, said Shmuel, challah chutz la'aretz, ochel v'holech, v'achar kach mafrish. So, in chutz la'aretz, it's not usher before the hafrasha. So, if you would be mafrish before eating it, it would be like extraneous. So, if you're mafrish challah on Yantif, you're not really being misaking. Says the Gemara, no. Amar Rava, you don't have to say that. Milo modeh Shmuel, shem kara le'ashem. She Asura Lazarim. No, even Shmuel would agree to his father, even by Chalos Chutzlaretz, that even though his father said, right, you're not allowed to be Marfish on Yontif. That was what his father said. If you were Megalgal, you were Erev Yontif, so you're not allowed to be Marfish on Yontif. So maybe, and so maybe the Gemara says no. Really, you don't have to say Shmuel argues. Shmuel would admit, even by Chalos Chutzlaretz, even though it's true, you don't have to be mafreshit beforehand. Shemkara le'ashem, if you were mafreshit, she'asur lezarim. That really he holds there is a shame chal, even on chal, schutz laretz, and it's included in the iser to be mafresh trumas and maises on yantif. That's what the Gemara assumes, that Shmuel would admit to his father that it's included in the iser of being mafresh on yantif, just like his father held there's an iser to be mafresh Shumas and Maisan Yantif. In other words, the Gemara was suggesting that Shmuel said just eat the whole Issa, and then later, after Yantif, you'll be Mafresh. But no, but the Gemara says, even Shmuel admitted that if you would be Mafresh on Yantif, it would be called Chala, and it would be Asa Lazarim. So therefore, he holds that he agrees to his father that you're not allowed to be Mafresh Shumas and Maisis on Yantif. He agrees to that. Says the next Mishnah. Beishamay Omrim. So now we talk all about being metaltel a ladder. Metaltel, tiltel shelo litzorech. Or tiltel litzorech. So we're talking about moving a ladder on Yontif. Now they used to have ladders next to their chicken coops. So you want to take a chicken from the coop in order to shecht it on Yontif. So the question is, are you allowed to move the ladder? Beishamai Omrim, Ein Molichin Es Hasula Mishovach L'Shovach. Beishamai says, if you have a coop, so you have a ladder by one coop, and you have a ladder by the other coop. So Beishamai says, you're not allowed to move a ladder from one coop to the other coop. Why? Because people are going to think that you're moving your ladder to fix your roof. That's what they're going to think. He's worried about that. So you're not allowed to schlep a ladder on Yontif, even though it's a ladder that's made for chicken coops. Sometimes you'll use the same ladder to go up and fix your roof. So you're not allowed to do that on Yontif. Aval, however, let's say within one chicken coop, you have two holes at the top and you're just moving it within one coop from one hole to the other. So if Meshama agrees, Aval, Matehu, you're not really picking up and moving the ladder. You're just adjusting it and changing it. You're just tilting it from one coop to the other within the same coop, from one hole to the other. From one window to the other window in the same coop is okay, because everybody can see that that's exactly what you're doing. Beis Hillel says you're even allowed to take the ladder from one chicken coop to the other chicken coop. Says the Gemara, what's the root of the dispute between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel? Are there any distinctions? Says the Gemara. The Gemara is going to have two versions of this. Amar of Chanan Barami, machlokes b'rishos harabim. Rav Chanan Barami says this machlokes b'rishos harabim is only in a rishos harabim, because that's where you have a maris ayin problem, because you have a lot of other people that think maybe you're going to be moving the ladder to fix your roof. Debe Shammai Savre Haroe Omer Latiach Gago Utsarach. Someone sees you schlepping a ladder in Rishus Harabim, he's going to think you're going to fix your roof. Ubeis Hillel Savre, no. Shovacho Mochiach Olav. Beis Hillel holds, you don't have to worry about that. Since this is a ladder that was uniquely made for chicken coops, everybody knows if you're moving the ladder on Yontif, it's for the chicken coop. Aval Brishus Hayachid, but if it's your own private house where there's nobody else who might see it, Divrei Hakol Mutter. That's the opinion of Chanan Bar Ami according to version number one. Ask the Gemara, Inni, is this really so? V'amru in the Marav, Kamakam She'asru Chacham B'Pnei Maris Ayin, Afilu B'Chadri Chadorim Aser. But didn't Rabbi Yehuda Marav say something that's Aser from Maris Ayin, even if there's nobody else around, you're not allowed to do it. Why not? Bepashtus, so the Ran explains, two svaras. First of all, this is the way Jews are, and like COVID proved this more than anything. If we let you do one thing, you'll end up doing everything. Once we allow it, some people will start making their own shmedres, right? So here we're afraid if we allow you to do it indoors, you'll come to do it outdoors too. People aren't going to realize the distinction. That's one reason the Ran says. Reason number two, even though people don't usually come into your house, maybe one time somebody will be in your house and they'll see you doing it, and he's not going to. He's going to think you're doing it for the roof. That's the Ran. Two svaras. Anybody have a writing utensils for 1 second? Yeah. That's why Kol Davar Shu Mishamar Sayin Afilu B'Chadri Chadorim is Aser. So how could we say? So how could Beis Hillel permit it inside? What do you mean? Even Bishus Hayachu, we said everyone agrees. So it sounds like everyone's disagreeing with this rule of Rav Yudna Marav. Says the Gemara, no, Tanoi. It's in fact a machlokes Tanoim, the din of Rav about whether or not something that's Aser Mishum Maris Ayin is Aser even indoors. That is a machlokes Tanoim. Desanya, we're into the Braisa. Shotcha and Bechama. A person was out in the rain, like this morning. He was out in the rain and his clothing gets soaked. So you are allowed to hang your clothing on the line on Shabbos and Yontif, even though someone's going to think you did the laundry, right? Avalo Kenegad Am. You could do it in your backyard, but you can't do it in your front yard where everybody passing around is going to think, because people are going to think that you washed your clothing on Shabbos and Yontif. Rebbe Elazar v'Rebbe Shimon Osrin. They asr even to do it in your backyard, because Kol Davar Shu Mishamar Sayin Afilu B'Chadri Chadorim Aser. So this brisa that holds it's mutter to do it in private holds like Tanna Kamma. So that's one version of the original machlokas. Now the Gemara is going to have the opposite version. Ika da Amre, some had the halacha the opposite. Amar Kana Rai, machlokas b'shus hayachid. The machlokas b'sham Beis Hillel is only in b'shus hayachid. That's where Beis Hillel is lenient, the b'sham is strict. The b'sham is the Rav Yudah Marav, Beis Hillel less the Rav Yudah Marav. Ava b'shus harabim, divrei hakol aser. But in b'shus harabim, everyone agrees it's aser because it's marasayim. People are going to think you're fixing the roof. Says the Gemara, Lema Rav do Amar Kebe Shammai. So, if you're telling me that the Machlokis is in the Rishus Hayachid, so Rav, it's a little strange to think. Usually we follow Rav, and we follow Beis Hillel. So, the Gemara asks, well, it comes out, Rav holds anything you can't do in public, you can't do in private. That's going like Beis Shammai. Says the Gemara, Lema Rav do Amar Kebe Shammai. Says the Gemara, no. Tanoihi, you don't have to say. There are other Tanaim. It's not just Beis Shammai. Tanai, it's Machlok Tanaim. Sanya, Shulchan, Bechama, Avalo, Kenegad, Rabbi Lazar, Rabbi Shimon, Ostrin. So you see, there are more legit opinions. Rav will hold like Rabbi Lazar and Rabbi Shimon in the Brisa that Asim Fei Maras Ha'ayim. Now, Gemara is now going to bring other Tanaim who will weigh in on this machlokis b'sham Beis Hillel about carrying the ladder. Says the Gemara, masnisin delo kihai tana. The Mishnah that says that b'sham Beis Hillel have machlokis about whether or not you're allowed to schlep the ladder from one coop to the other. So the Mishnah is against the following tana. The sign of the b'risa. Amar Shimon Elazar. Modin Beis Shammai Beis Hillel, Shemulich Nesasul Mishovach Leshovach. Even Beis Shammai agrees to Beis Hillel that you're allowed to carry it from one coop to the other. They weren't worried about that because it's a necessity for Simchas Yontif. The rabbis weren't worried about doing it because you're allowed. Lo Nechlaku El LaHachzir. They only argue after you move it from one coop to the other, are you allowed to put it back to its original one? Because that's not really for Simchas Yontif. You're just putting it back where it belongs. El ha'chzir shebeis shammai omrim ein machzir. There's no longer a tzorach Yontif. But Beis Hillel Omer, Af Machzirin. Because Beis Hillel holds there's no issa to be metal to this at all. Everyone knows it's a coop ladder. And that's, so, according to Beis Shammai, according to our Mishnah, Beis Shammai asers even to put it there. But the Mishnah says, according to the Braisa, no. He only asks us to put it back. Amar Rav Yehuda b'medvar mamurim. What type of ladder did they permit it? Beis Shammai permitted to bring it there, and Beis Hillel permitted even to put it back. That's besulam shel shovach. That's a ladder that's made for a coop. Aval besulam shel aliyah. But if it's a ladder that's made to go up to the roof or to go up to the second floor, divrei akol aser. Everyone agrees you're not even allowed to carry it to a chicken coop because there's maris ayin. Since this is not a ladder that's made for a coop, it's a ladder that's made to fix your roof. So that type of ladder you're not allowed to carry on yontif at all because of maris ayin. Another machlokas now. Rabbi Dosa Omer. Matehu mechalom lechalom. Rabbi Dosa says, that you are allowed to tilt a ladder from one window to the other window in the same one. You're allowed to matehu. But acherim omrim mishum Rabbi Dosa, others had a different version of Rabbi Dosa. No. Af midadin bo. You're even allowed to pick up the ladder from one window and take it to the other one. You're allowed to like sort of schlep it over little by little, like little piece by little piece. You're allowed to even the feet of the ladder. You're allowed to go little by little to get to the second window. Bnei Rabbi Chiya, the sons of Rabbi Chiya, whose names were Chizkiah and Yehuda, the sons of Rabbi Chiya, Chizkiah and Yehuda, nafik l'kiryasa. They went out to the fields to check on their fields. They went out to the suburbs to check on their fields. Ki asu, when they came back, amalu avuhon. Their father, Rabbi Chiya, asked them, kol maise bal yedchem? Did any halachic shailas come up on your trip? Were there any interesting halachic shailas that happened on the trip? Amru lo, they said, oh, it happens to be that, yeah, it did. Sulam bal yadenu. Someone asked us to Shaila whether they were allowed to move a ladder of an aliyah, not the ladder for the coop, a roof ladder. Are you allowed to use the roof ladder to take your chickens from the coop on Yontif? Vihi tarnuhu. And we permitted it. Amar lahem, so their father said to them, what are you guys doing? You get back in the car and drive back to the country, drive back to the suburbs. Tzu v'isru mashi tartim. Go back and forbid that which you permitted. Now, why in the world did they say it was permitted? Inu savor midika ama Rabbi Yehuda. Since Rabbi Yehuda said in the braisa that we're about to quote, Bisulam shel aliyah lo pligu, that there's no machlokes b'shaim is Hillel by a ladder of an aliyah. Everyone agrees that it's usser, that only Rabbi Yehuda said that there's no machlokes. That there's an opinion of Tanakama that holds, that disagrees with Rabbi Yehuda, that holds that Beis Hillel would permit, even as Rabbi Yehuda is coming to argue on Rabbi Shimon Elazar, who we quoted earlier, who said, even a Sulam Shel Aliyah you're allowed to do. As far as bringing it to the coop would be permitted, and only putting it back would be where Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel would forbid it. Or Beis Shammai would forbid it and Beis Hillel would permit it. And the sons of Rabbi Chiya passed in the Rabbi Shimon Elazar's version, and therefore they permitted it. Velohi, but that is really the not correct pshat in the Braisa. Rabbi Yehuda Tai made the Tanakama come afarish. He's not coming to argue on Tanakama, he's coming to explain the words of Tanakama. That this that they permitted is only by a sulam shel shovach and not by a sulam shel aliyah. Says the Gemara Mimai, how do you know that Rabbi Yehuda is coming to explain the Tanakhama and not to argue on him? Says the Gemara Midiktani, from the fact that in the words of Tanakhama, it says, It said you can take it from a shovach. So it sounds like you're talking about a ladder that's a shovach ladder, not a roof ladder. If you tell me that they're arguing even by a ladder of a aliyah, it shouldn't have said you can carry the ladder from one shovach to the other. It should have said, "Hi, molichin es asulam la shovach mi bayalei." It should have said you can carry the ladder to the coop, not from coop to coop. From coop to coop sounds like it's a ladder of a coop. Saying to carry it to the coop would say, "Oh, you can take a ladder from your roof and bring that to the coop." Elalav hachika amar must be. This is what Tanakama meant to say. No, shel shovach in shel aliyah lo. You're only allowed to carry a coop of a shovach, but a coop of an aliyah, you're not allowed to carry. So everyone agrees. So there's no machlokas Tanakam and Yehuda. They both hold that the whole heter of carrying a ladder is only a sulam shel shovach, but a sulam shel aliyah is usur even to carry it to the coop. Ve'idach. Now, what about the sons of Reb Chia? They said that Rabbi Yehuda was coming to argue on Tanakama. They hold that Tanakama holds that even a sulam shel aliyah, you're allowed to carry it to. So how could, what about the language of mishovach l'shovach? How do they understand that language? Answer the Gemara. They would say, miktani sulam shel shovach. It doesn't say a ladder of a shovach. It says mishovach l'shovach tani. It says you're allowed to carry any ladder from one coop to the other. Even if it's a ladder of an aliyah, you're allowed to carry it, right? Va'afilu l'kama shovachin. Just means that we're talking about a sulam and aliyah, and the Tana just meant to say, you're not only allowed to carry it to one shovach, you're even allowed to carry it to a bunch of shovachin. Now, others have a different version of the story of the sons of Rabbi Chia. Ikada Amre. Some say the version of the sons of Rabbi Chia have a different version. That when Rabbi Chia asked his kids, did any halachic shayla come up? Amrulo, the son said to him, Hitoi sulam shel aliyah bali alina. The question of not actually picking up a sulam and aliyah, but there was a sulam and aliyah that was at a shovach. And we just wanted to tilt it. Are you allowed to just tilt it from one window to the other in the same shovach? Vihitanu. Amalahem tsuva isru mashi tartam. He said, no, it's Aser. Inu Savor, Maidika Aser Tanakama, Kashari Rabbi Dosa. They thought that this, the Tanakama forbade, Rabbi Dosa permitted. The words of Rabbi Dosa that he was matir to go from one chalon to the other was going on the same Sulam of Aliyah that Rabbi Yehuda held. It's Aser. And Rabbi Dosa is coming to be matir from one to the other. Veloi, but that's not true. Rabbi Dosa wasn't talking about the words of Rabbi Yehuda. He was talking about the words of the first Tana, which was Rabbi Shimon Elazar, who was matir a sulam shel shovach from one shovach to the other. On that, Rabbi Dosa was machmir and said, you can't carry it from one shovach to the other, you're only allowed to tilt it. But that's by a sulam of a shovach. But by a sulam of an aliyah, you're not even allowed to tilt from one to the other. A little bit more, says the Gemara. Avol mateu mechalon mechalon. The Mishnah said, the Bishamai says, you're not allowed to carry a ladder from one shovach to the other, but you are allowed to do it, tilt it from one window to the other. And Basil says, you're even allowed to carry it. Oh, so what's the root of the dispute? So the Gemara understood that the root of the dispute between Bishamai and Basil and the Mishnah is, there is a mitzvah of Simchas Yontif. Are you allowed to violate an Issur D'Rabbanan? Let's say carrying a ladder, that there's a chashash of Maris Ayin. Right? You're carrying the ladder for Simchas Yontif, but people might think you're carrying it for the roof. Are we matir the Issur D'Rabbanan of Maris Ayin for Simchas Yontif? That's what the Gemara thought was the issue. So the Gemara is asking, but in another Mishnah, sounds like Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel have the opposite svar. Alma gabi simchas yontif. Beis Shammai l'chumre. Can we prove from over here that when it comes to Simchas Yontif, Beis Shammai was strict about Simchas Yontif, and Beis Hillel is lenient about Simchas Yontif? Viramini, I'll ask you a contradiction from the very first Mishnah of our Masechta. Hashochi chayav of biyantif. If you shecht a chaya or an oaf on yantiv and you got to cover the dirt, Beis Shammai omrim yachvar bedeker v'yichase. Beis Shammai says you're allowed to shecht it on yantiv even if you have no dirt and dig it up. And fine, we allow you to dig on yantiv for Simchas Yontif purposes. Beis Hillel says no. Even though it's Simchas Yontif, you're not allowed to shecht. Beis Hillel omrim lo yishayim kein haya lo afar muchin mibod yom. So you see, as far as Simchas Yontif pushing away Yisurim Durabanan, so there Beis Shammai was more lenient than Simchas Yontif, and Beis Hillel is more strict. So how come when it comes to the latter, Beis Shammai is more strict and Beis Hillel is more lenient? So Amar Rav Yochanan Mukhlefas Hashita. Oh, Yochanan says our Mishnah has Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel backwards. Really, Beis Hillel is the more lenient one in the Mishnah, and Beis Shammai is the more strict one in the Mishnah. Now the Gemara rejects this. Says the Gemara, Memai, why do you have to switch around the opinions? I can give you a svara why there it's different. Dilma. No. Ad kan lo karan Beis Shammai hasam. The only reason Beis Shammai was lenient in our Mishnah, Elahecha, maybe Beis Shammai only permitted a case here. You didn't actually dig up the dirt, but maybe Beis Shammai only permitted where you had a shovel already stuck in the ground. And therefore, there's no problem of digging because it's considered like it's already dug. It's not really similar to digging because you already have the shovel in the ground. So, and it's not because the reason you were in Matur is not because of Simchas Yontif. There's no Isser. No, it's low. But maybe if you had no shovel stuck in the ground, you wouldn't permit it. And what about Beis Hillel? V'inami. And you could even explain within Beis Hillel. Really, they hold like their opinion in the Mishnah to be strict. So why are they lenient by the latter? Ad kalankar Beis Hillel hacha ela dishovacho mochiach alav. Here, it's clear. We're talking about a ladder of a shovach. So everybody knows what you're doing. There is no maris ayin by a ladder. Aval hasam lo. But there in the Mishnah, there's a real issur d'rabbanan. So that's why they were strict. So the Gemara brings a slightly different version, and we will close with this. Says the Gemara. So the Gemara is now going to proceed, both in today's daf, going into tomorrow's daf, to try to figure out. We all know that Rabbi Yochanan said you have to flip around Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel for a reason in our Mishnah. So, the Gemara first tried to present this as the contradiction. So the Gemara says, no. Eleikashi hakashi. The stira to Beis Shammai in our Mishnah comes from somewhere else. It's actually coming from tomorrow's daf, a Mishnah in tomorrow's daf. Beis Shammai omrim, lo yito, elim kein nana mi ba'od yom. So, let's say you have a bunch of chickens, a bunch of chicks. So, if you did not prepare them from before Yontif, so we're afraid maybe you'll violate Muktzah. We'll see in tomorrow's Mishnah. We're afraid after you take them, you're going to change your mind and you're going to want to take a different one. So it turns out you were metaltel this animal shelo l'tzorech. So you have to prepare them from before Yontif. There's a machlokas. Do you have to actually touch them to prepare them for Yontif, or is your speech good enough? So Beis Shammai says he's machmir. Lo yitel elam kinenam in ba'od yom. We say, oh, Omer, they're more lenient. No, Omer v'Omer zev zani nota. You don't have to actually touch the one, move it. It's enough to just say it. So you see, Alma gabe simchas yontif Beis Shammai lechumra ubeis Hillel lekula. You see, Beis Hillel is more lenient. So how come in Daf Beis we had Beis Hillel being strict? Or many hashochet chayv of biyantif, the same cases before. So this is where Rabbi Yochanan said, Amar Rabbi Yochanan mechlefes hashita. Rabbi Yochanan says we flip it around. But the Gemara rejects this one too. V'dil Maloi. No. Maybe there's a svara. This is not a good contradiction. You don't have to switch it around. Ad kan lama beishamai, the reason why beishamai is mekil el hechad ikadekar, no, it's the same answer we gave before. Aval hechad lekadekar, no, it's low. And similarly by Beis Hillel, v'inami ad kan lo karm Beis Hillel hacha, the reason why Beis Hillel is lenient over here to say that it's an elami keva demuktzahu, since it's muktzah, the holiest is just this or muktzah. So ba'omid v'omer, zev zaniyot tol sagi, by designating it orally beforehand, you've removed the problem of muktzah. You don't have to actually touch it, just speaking. Aval hasam lo. But in the case of the first Mishnah, you didn't get rid of the isser of digging. Even if it, if you don't have dirt, even if you had the thing dug, stuck in the ground, it's not good enough, even according to Beis Hillel. So the Gemara now had presented two ways of trying to explain why Rabbi Yochanan said to flip around Beis Hillel, Beis Shammai, and the Mishnah. The Gemara rejected both. The Gemara is going to bring another couple of ways in tomorrow's daf to try to figure out why did Rabbi Yochanan say you have to flip around Beis Shammai, Beis Hillel, and the Mishnah. And the Gemara is actually going to conclude that way, that Beis Shammai, Beis Hillel have to be flipped around. Even though it sounds like Beis Shammai is more makel, Beis Hillel is more machmer, Rabbi Yochanan flipped it around and said Beis Shammai was like, you see all these that seem to be indicating that way. The Gemara is giving answers, but the answers seem to be dochik. The Gemara is going to come up and say, really, you do switch it around. Everyone should have a wonderful day.